sweetheart. Are you still awake? Good. Well, not good, but you know what I mean. Do you mind if I come in and join you? I don't mean to be a bother. Really, I don't. I was finishing up unpacking in my room when I found myself thinking about you. We're going to be spending a lot of time together the next few weeks, and I couldn't help but be curious about you. What's your favorite color? If you're an only child, are you doing your dream career? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? If you're single, if you've ever been in a long-term relationship, if your lashes are natural or if you do something to them, you know, random stuff like that. The more I thought about you, the more I realized you were all alone in your huge bed. That didn't feel right to me because you're just so small. You're just a delicate little thing, sweetheart. I know small things are a lot more vulnerable. And when you opened the door today, you barely came up to my chest. I started to get worried you would freeze or something with the temperatures outside. So, I listened for your breathing, and it didn't sound like it was slow, like you were asleep or something. So, I decided to risk coming in and checking in on you. You're not mad at me, right? So then, you wouldn't be too upset if I joined you on your bed, would you? Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, crawling underneath your sheets, you feel my larger body press into your much smaller one. One of my large arms wraps around you as one of my legs intertwines with yours. Living up to the title of Little Spoon, you're instantly dwarfed by my massive size. Heat radiates off of me as you find yourself settling against me. It's not too much, is it? I worry about you, sweetheart. I know you've been doing this whole roommate exchange thing for a while, and you've been on your own for even longer, but it doesn't sit right with me. You seem too little to take care of yourself, you know? I know it's just because I'm not from around here. I mean, you're practically cub-sized, sweetheart. I have to keep reminding myself that you're actually a grown adult. You feel like one. You certainly act like one. You don't look like one. I'm stuck between finding you adorable and attractive, but I think the more time we spend together, the easier it will be to determine which side you fall on. Pressing a gentle kiss to the back of your neck. And another one. You're going to have to use your words and tell me if this is okay. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep going. You taste kind of sweet. I guess calling you sweetheart was the right call. Oh. Are you starting to get flustered? How interesting. I wasn't expecting that kind of reaction from you. I thought it would be harder considering your size. I could drape my body over you and no one would see you. You would be hidden behind my massive form. A secret just for me, right? You feel my tail starting to brush against your thigh? The tip acts like a paintbrush, drawing random shapes with the fur of it. It feels nice as goosebumps are left in its wake. You're quite happy to indulge these instincts of mine, aren't you? I don't know why I feel this way about you, but it was just instant. Like the second I laid eyes on you, I felt that you were mine. Like I have to protect you and take care of you and shelter you from the craziness that is the outside world. I mean, you're just so small and helpless. You might not see it that way because this is just how you've always existed. This is how the humans around you are. And that just shows how clueless you really are about your own fragility. So naive. So adorable. I had no idea that humans would leave themselves so vulnerable all the time. You've opened your home to me. You've made me feel welcomed. I want to do the same in return. We've only just met in person, but the weeks leading up to today let me get a feeling for who you are as a person. Constantly sending each other TikToks and sharing random parts of the day. I feel like I really got to know who you are. You're someone that I just kind of clicked with. I like you a lot, sweetheart. Way more than I typically like someone when I first meet them. And when I like someone, I usually want to protect them. Keep them safe from the world. Make sure no one gets between our time together. Harmless stuff like that. I really can't explain it, sweetheart. It's something I do. From the moment I looked down at you, I felt this incessant need to protect you. Is that crazy? I'm glad the bond isn't just in my head, since you're saying you feel it too. Don't think you would have let me be the big spoon if there wasn't something here, though. Over text, there was obviously flirting, but meeting in person, there was a spark. I've never felt this way about anyone I met for the first time. You've got this calming presence about yourself. You smiled and opened the door, helped me bring my boxes up, and offered to help me put my stuff away. When I tripped over the curb, you didn't freak out. You calmly asked if I was all right and if I needed a band-aid or something. When I accidentally broke a hanger trying to hang up my favorite dress, you handed me another one with a smile and just said, "Accidents happen." That look of sincerity in your eyes got me feeling butterflies in my stomach as I accepted it. Could probably tell from how I flustered at it, pretending to keep my cool. It's actually one of the few times I've been flustered. I'd pride myself on being able to steal my emotions. Apparently, I can't do that around you, sweetheart. You just bring out this lovesick side of myself. I can't explain it because we've only met today. You're so small, so fragile, so vulnerable, and you don't even realize it. If the roles were reversed and you had come to my small town, you wouldn't even survive a day. The girls where I'm from would have sniffed out that weakness and exploited it immediately. enjoying watching you run yourself ragged for nothing in return. Every time I look at you, that's what I see, and I don't like it. I want to keep you safe from everyone, including yourself, sweetheart. You smell really good. What kind of soap is that? Do you think I would be able to use it? I want to smell like you. That way I have a part of you with me. It's actually really grounding. Is that too much to ask of you? Thank you, sweetheart. You're too good to me. Only just met me and you're giving me so much grace. I don't mean to be like this, I don't. I'm just concerned for you. You're so tiny. What happens if you're next to a chimera who doesn't notice you? What if a phoenix decides to appear without warning and you get singed? You can't take a lot. Your skin is so fleshy and sensitive. I don't want to see you hurt, sweetheart. I care about you. We might be roommates, but we're also friends. You've been living in this city for a while. You know how it works. I get that. I do. But I can't help but be concerned for you. I've never met anyone this small. Despite your cuteness, it's only going to get you so far. If something were to happen to you, I don't know what I would do. I would be left completely alone. I can't let that happen. I need you, sweetheart. I don't know the first thing about this city. I would be lost without you by my side. I can't do this alone. So, to make things easier on the both of us, I think I'm going to start sleeping with you. Is that okay? You are at your most vulnerable when you're asleep, sweetheart. Anyone could open your window or break through the door or something worse. I need to keep you safe. You can't protect yourself. You don't know what you're doing. You accepted a 9-foot-tall tigress into your home to be your roommate. You don't have the best survival instincts, if that's anything to go by. I want to help keep you safe, small one. You don't understand what kind of danger you could have put yourself in. And you don't seem to really care, trusting that the exchange program vets everyone. It's just another sign that you need a bit of guidance, isn't it? You're still on the younger side. You don't know all the dangers that come with life. You think everyone is minding their own business and not paying attention to you, because that is what you do. It's not your fault. I was the same way when I was your age. But I've got about 10 years on you, and I can tell you that you are always in more danger than you think. Where I come from, this is just how people think. It helps keep people alive. I don't want anything to happen to you, small one. I care about you a lot more than I thought I would. I didn't think you could develop feelings for someone overtaxed, but I can't deny what my instincts are screaming at me. They're always telling me to keep you next to me. They tell me to not let you outside because outsiders don't deserve to look at you. They tell me to keep you close by in case something happens because you are too tiny to protect yourself. It's driving me crazy, but I can't ignore them. So that's why I'm going to sleep with you, okay? Look, it's for both of our sakes. You really, really, really don't get the kind of danger you're putting yourself in by sleeping alone at night. All you have are some locks to protect yourself. You don't have a weapon by your bed. You don't have the strength to fight off a harpy. Therefore, you are leaving yourself exposed for others. I'm not going to let anyone take you from me. Nothing bad is going to happen to you because I'll keep you safe. You don't have to go outside ever again because there's nothing there for you. You can stay inside with me, your roommates. We can cuddle and talk and spend all of our time together. And when I have to go to work, you can do whatever it is that you normally do when you're alone. It's the safest way for someone so small to survive. It's not like I could bring you back to my city. You would be way too popular. Someone so tiny, so fragile. Ugh, there would be no hope for you. I'm surprised you're even as confident as you are, walking around a city like this all alone despite your size. You're just so, so small. How do you not feel it, sweetheart? You might not think you are tiny, but compare yourself to me. I am completely surrounding you, and I still have height on you. Your body fits perfect against me. Head tucked underneath mine, legs tangled together. My tail continues to brush against you, offering some sort of comfort as my voice rumbles against your back. You're happy to be here in my arms. You feel warm and happy, maybe even flattered by my words. I am not letting you go, small one. Not tonight. I need this. I need to hold you. Need to make sure that you're okay. I need to make sure that you're safe tonight. I don't just trust your words that you're going to be okay. I need proof. I need to see it with my own two eyes in order to trust it. So, I guess you're just going to have to get used to sharing your bed with a tigress, okay? Thank you, sweetheart. I don't mean to be so difficult, really. I just can't stop with my brain and all the possibilities. You are quite important to me, and I can't think of a better way of showing it than keeping you safe. You've never even considered how dangerous the world was because you're a human. Bad things just don't happen to humans. But just because nothing has happened to you yet doesn't mean it's not going to. Monsters obviously have their preferences. And if you were going to a town like mine, you would probably be the preferred meal. Just look at you. Not to mention how good you feel next to me. Your body squirming in excitement. Don't think I didn't feel all those tiny movements as I talked. You can't hide yourself from me, sweetheart. Oh, I'm not upset. I'm actually really happy. It means the connection really is that deep, right? Do you think we should do something about it? Well, if you're feeling a certain way, and I'm feeling a certain way, why would we ignore it? I told you that I wanted to protect and keep you safe. That involves taking care of everything, sweetheart. Turning around to face me, ooh, that's better. Now I get to look at your cute face while I do this.